I'm on the farm of Le Buissonnant with the owner, Benjamin Henri.
Well, I am Benjamin Henri, but I'm not the owner. I work at Le Buissonnant, but this farm belongs to 250 people. When we started this business 5 years ago, we asked people all around here, well, people we knew, we asked them if they were ready to become shareholders of our farm. Instead of borrowing plenty of money from the bank, spending 30 years giving back money to the bank, we thought we might just as well ask people if they want to be some kind of farmers with us. So we do the job every day, but they own the farm, so it's their farm.
So it's a collective in a sort of way?
Yep, it's a SCE, it's called. So Société Civile Immobilière, so people have got shares of €250 each share. And that share will always be the same amount of money in 5 years. If they want to have their money back, they have their money back, and we just find new shareholders.
Okay, so Le Buissonnant, what actually is on your farm?
We've got pigs. We bring up our pigs outside, so they're in the middle of the fields. And then otherwise, we have dairy cows, so we sell all the finished product. So we sell the sausages and we sell the cheese, the butter or the cream or cottage cheese or whatever.
Okay, and we're having a little contribution from one of the special
from
kind.
From Mada.
They're actually a special breed. Now, tell me about the special breed.
We've got special breeds here. The pigs are called Port Blanc de l'Ouest, which is a local breed from the west part of France, with very long ears, so they don't really know where they're going. And the cows are Breton Pinois, which is the shortest cow we can have in France, 1.17 meters.
They certainly look almost like toy cows in a
way.
Apart from the fact they're small, what else is good
about
them?
So they are very short, so they eat less, but they make less milk as well. Even if they make less milk, they make a very rich milk, because it's really very rich, specific milk, in fact. They were the most common breed, Breton Pinois, all over France until the war, in fact. And after that, there was agricultural revolution. We said, okay, we have to produce plenty, feed everybody after the war. Well, feed everybody was a good idea, but why do you have to get rid of this little cow who does part of the job? So, I don't know, they decided it wasn't the cow convenient for the industry needs.
And what are the differences then? So, you're talking about Holsteins?
Compared to an Holstein, they probably produce three times less milk. A Holstein makes up to 9,000-10,000 litres a year. And when our little Breton Pinois here, she does 3,000 litres in 1 year. But compared to what she eats maybe three quarters of what the other one eats as well. She doesn't weigh as much, so she can stay outside until in middle of December, even when it's rainy. She doesn't destroy all the land, so she can still spend her time outside eating. So she really is a cow of interest.
Is it very common to find Pinois Breton?
When we started, there were a bit less than 2,000 Breton Pinois left. Now there are a bit more. But there are only 30 of us who work and...
They're all having something to say.
So yeah, we're 30 farmers like us, like this farm, who live with the Breton Pinois. And we're only 15 who do milk with it, with that specific breed, and 15 who look for the meat.
And I presume it's all organic?
It is all organic, yes. Okay. And you were talking about the specificity of the milk. It's got to do with the breed, but it's also got to do with what they eat. And here they only eat grass. Grass, well, hay during the winter, and just grass outside all year round. That does make a big difference with the product you have at the end, and no silage. According to us, there's a special taste you can find when animals eat silage and, food like that. So, I mean, cows are good at eating grass, so just let them eat grass and they give us the milk and that's it. Let's make it easy.
I think many of our English listeners are particularly interested in your milk products because you produce the nearest we can get in central Brittany anyway to the famous clotted cream of Devon and Cornwall. I don't know whether you are aware of the popularity of this product.
Well, it's all got to do with the milk. And we sell fresh milk. That's another thing many British customers come and see for the fresh three-day milk. We don't deliver in the front of the door, but we've got fresh milk. And after that, yeah, we've got the clotted cream or something that looks like it, or double cream or whatever you call it.
And you do this other thing, which I'm particularly interested in, which is Gwell. Now, what's this?
It's got nothing to do with cottage cheese. It's not cheese, it's more like a yogurt, if you want. It's fermentation. So we keep our gwel, that specific ferment, a bit like people do with kefir, for example. It's nothing to do with the taste, but the process is the same. It's like a yogurt, but nothing to do with a yogurt. It's got a different taste, different texture. Quite hard to explain like this. The best thing would be to taste it.
And so how can people taste it? I understand here in Plouguer-Nivelle, your farm is open to the public on a Friday afternoon.
Exactly, yep.
But where else can the people find your produce?
Well, really specific area is the Creysbreys around Rostrenin. So we sell on the market every Tuesday in Rostrenin. And otherwise, we work with Nicolas au Quatre Saisons, which is a small grocery in Rostrenin as well. And otherwise, we work with Folavoine in Melionec, in Trémargat as well.
Are you and part of this group that does food boxes?
And also in Cabitépé. Yeah.
I'm sorry, you have to repeat that because we were interrupted.
Yeah, we do work with Cabitépé as well. We're part of this group which is called Creysbreys Terre Paysanne. And people book their basket on the web until Wednesday evening. And then they come and collect it in different farms, different places nearby.
Okay, well, Benjamin Henry, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Great
you.
Pleasure.